Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday, all right. It's also the 5th day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a low of 37, and it's partially cloudy, could rain, could, you know, it's just the same shit, different day. Anyway, I think it's getting closer to, I don't know, there ain't no fucking spring, closer to hot, I guess, as far as you could go with that shit. Let's see what's got going on here. Alrighty. Son of a bitch, get the fuck out of my way. I'm trying to work here. Well, we can just start at the top. World on cusp of woke totalitarianism as governments act to end freedom of speech by Michael Schellenboyga? Schellenboyga, oi? Really? And Alex Guttentag. It'd be Guttentag. All righty, why not? The Twitter files gave us a window into how government agencies, civil societies, and tech companies work together to censor social media users. Now key nations are attempting to enshrine the coordination into law explicitly. You can't make fucking law for a fucking... You can't do shit. But I'm making law here. I'm making the law of December 15, 1791. Fucking goddamn... what the fuck? Enacted. I'm making it fucking zero tolerance. The violations thereof. The penalty being death. That's my proclamation. Around the world, politicians have either just passed or are on the cusp of passing sweeping new laws. Fucking go ahead, you can pass any laws you want. You come in here and try, and they fucking are contradictory to our fucking Bill of Rights. You fucking will got them shoved up your fucking ass until they come out your goddamn ears, which would allow governments to censor ordinary citizens on social media. I ain't no ordinary citizen. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm not the citizen fucking slave. Social media and other internet platforms, under the guise of preventing, quote, harm and holding large tech companies accountable. Shit. Several countries are establishing vast and interlinked censorship apparatuses and new investigation by public fines. Politicians, NGOs, and their enablers in the news media claim that their goal is merely to protect the public from disinformation. You know what? Fuck you. You don't fuck with it. This is violation of our first article, right? To hear whatever we fucking want to hear. You don't decide for me like a little boy what is right and wrong, motherfuckers. Keep it up. But vague definitions and loopholes in new laws will create avenues for broad application, overreach, and abuse. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. When we can't talk no more, the fucking guns will start talking. How about that? Shut our talk down. Do it. And let our guns start talking. See if you can shut them up, you motherfuckers. In Ireland, for example, the government may soon be able to imprison citizens simply for possessing material that officials decide is hateful. Ministry. I mean, who do these fucking people think they are? Under the Restrict Act in the U.S., the government may soon have the authority. No, you ain't. You don't take fucking authority from us, motherfuckers. We don't grant you none. We've never granted you none. You fucking punk bitches. You write shit down on paper and you try to get mercenaries to enforce it. Well, they're mercenaries. We'll see if their paycheck's worth their fucking life. Have the authority. You don't have no goddamn judicial authority in this country. Make sure you understand that. The free sovereign national is the only one who can get fucking authority over another person. They have to go through the goddamn process outlined in the Bill of Rights, which is the goddamn common law for this fucking country. Asshole. So shove your fucking false authority up your fucking false ass. Come and enforce it, son of a bitch. To monitor the internet actively and of any American deemed a security risk. Go ahead. Like I said, when you shut the talk down, the fucking guns will start talking, motherfucker. Government's aim for total control in Canada. A state agency can filter and manipulate what Canadians see online. In Australia, a single government official can compel social media companies to remove posts. I don't give a shit. You people let this fucking happen, you let it happen. You get out there and you kill these motherfuckers, they won't do it. Governments and allied NGOs instead are intend to enforce tech companies to comply with their rules. You can see, that's what they are too. They're rules. They're not fucking laws, you son of a bitches. Laws are by consent. These are fucking dictates by the corporate fucking cocksuckers who think they got royalty in them. UK lawmakers have been threatened to imprison social media managers who don't censor enough content, and Brazil has introduced several penalties for platforms that fail to remove fake news. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I mean, whatever we want to put up, we're putting up. Whatever we want to say, we're going to fucking say. It ain't a goddamn thing you're going to do about it unless you want to come and fucking face our fucking guns, you son of a bitches. See, Biden administration quickly scheming up a ban on hunting and fishing by Chris. All righty. The Biden administration, working together with environmental activists, has developed new regulations that would restrict hunting and fishing activities in several states throughout the United States. Well, you know what, you motherfuckers, this ain't the old Europe. The goddamn game don't belong to you motherfuckers. The goddamn land don't belong to you motherfuckers. We don't need your permission to hunt. It ain't the king's deer. It ain't the king's fucking elk. It ain't the king's nothing, because there ain't no fucking king. And if there is, off with his fucking head. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, fucking non-governmental, fucking unelected agency that can go fuck off, is anticipating to release these regulations, which would restrict the use of certain types of equipment on public lands and increase the range of areas where low-cost lead ammunition and fishing gear are prohibited. Oh, they're fucking doing it. But you know what? Fuck you. We'll do as we goddamn want. But you don't own this fucking land. It is the people's fucking land. It is the individual free sovereign's land. And that goddamn law of December 15, 1791, that unalienable law, it covers every fucking inch of it, you son of a bitch. So violate it and die. Just go ahead. Come on out in the fucking woods. Come out and play in the woods and fucking violate our goddamn rights. Luke Hegelman, I guess that's what it is. Hegelman. The executive director of the International Order of Teddy Roosevelt, the first fucking communist who thought that he could fucking throw a government grasp on the people's fucking free land that belongs to all of us, each and every one of us, and start stealing it without due process of the fucking law, is leading an initiative to place constitutional amendments. What? Constitutional amendments? There ain't no constitutional amendments on the ballots That ain't how you do constitutional amendments, is it? You better go check your fucking history. I mean, if people become so fucking dumb that they think that they do this by ballot, in order to guarantee the right to hunt and fish nationwide, we already have it. Because it belongs to us. If we want to access it, we access it. It's our fucking property, not yours. We're not coming to you to ask you to shoot one of the king's fucking deer. We're telling you we are the fucking king, and we'll shoot what we fucking want to. OTR is a proactive hunting and conservation foundation, another non-governmental bunch of fucking cocksuckers. I don't care. No, you're not going to establish that this goddamn corporation can tell me that they own the goddamn public lands, which are mine, and they own all the shit, game and fishing game and fucking mushrooms, everything on it, and I got to have their fucking permission. I don't have to have nobody's fucking permission. I got it. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. You got to, if somebody has a problem with me fucking hunting, they better come at me as a goddamn individual, and they better have common law fucking papers in their fucking hands, or they'll get blowed right through the fucking gate. It's that fucking simple. Focused on protecting the rights of hunters and sustaining the North American model of wildlife conservation. Fuck you. You do not have the right as a non-governmental agency. Fuck you. If you make one fucking rule, I'll break it. You make 1,000 rules, I'll break every goddamn one of them. And you come out to fuck with me and I'll kill you. Eagleman told Fox News what we see here with the rule coming out of the Biden administration is the potential to close millions of acres of public lands that had been open under the Trump administration. Fuck you, Trump tard. Trump couldn't open it. He couldn't close it. It don't fucking belong to none of them. It does not belong to the corporation. It belongs to the individual free nationals of this goddamn country. It's always belonged to us. What has been taken has been stolen through fucking fraud, and there is no statute of limitations on fraud, and we're fucking taking it back. Get that through your fucking heads. And get your fucking chinks out of here. They ain't taking our water. They ain't taking our gold. They ain't taking any more from us. Start killing those son of a bitches. They're doing this basically by banning the most common forms of hunting cartridges that most people buy off the shelf and requiring that no lead cartridges be used on federal lands. They're not federal lands. Those are the people's fucking lands. Mr. Federal is a fucking goddamn corporation. And the fucking head, and I'll tell you what, corporation, you have a goddamn oversight fucking committee, don't you? And those motherfuckers, I'll shove that fiduciary hat on their fucking head, and I would charge them as an individual with fucking treason and sedition for fucking licensing you to violate my fucking rights. You understand that, motherfucker? According to many experts, hunting and fishing are actually important tools of managing. This is the pussy argument comes in. You know, it's just like with guns. You can't touch the motherfuckers, period. But they'll come in with some kind of pussy argument so that we can have a discussion. Let's have a discussion. Discussion's over. The discussion's over and the fucking gun's locked and loaded, motherfucker. Got it?
Oh, and you better have your seatbelt on and have all your taillights working when you go on that public land.
Now you want to bet? According to many experts, hunting and fishing are actually important tools of managing wildlife. I ain't here to manage wildlife. I ain't here to be a part of your fucking collective. I ain't here to do anything but fucking do my own fucking will. And as long as I'm not bothering anybody, I'm at fucking liberty to do so. If somebody has a fucking problem, they better come at me as an individual. And they better have fucking cause, or I'll see them hanging outside the fucking courthouse. Moreover, many hunting and fishing enthusiasts argue that their activities actually help fund conservation efforts. I don't have to pay for what belongs to me, motherfuckers. You fucking think you can take it without due process of the law and sell it to me? Go suck my ass, you bastards. As they are required to purchase licenses and permits that contribute. No, we're not. You can't require us to purchase fucking license and permits from you to hunt our land. That belongs to us. And that our goddamn Bill of Rights, our goddamn law of December 15, 1791, unfucking alienable law, is the absolute law upon, you sons of bitches, to purchase license and permit. Shove them in your ass. That contribute to conservation programs by limiting access to public lands and restricting the types of equipment that can be used. The proposed regulations would potentially reduce revenue for these programs and have unintended consequences for conservation efforts. Fuck you and your non-governmental motherfuckers. All you non-governmental motherfuckers that have meddled in our fucking lives, you're going to die. You are fucking going to hang, or you're going to be put up against the fucking wall because you have zero fucking authority and you're fucking with us. And you're fucking with our rights. You're fucking violating our rights, thinking that you would do just because you have a goddamn license that you can fuck with us. Well, you can't. You're going to find it out that it's going to happen. Nothing can stop this at this point. We're already at fucking war. Let's get real. Hegelman explained if that happens, that's going to force people to go back out and buy different kinds of cartridges that simply aren't available at the level that it needs to be in order for us to meet the demand for hunters in the field. We'll hunt something else with our lead bullets. I mean, if you're willing to use a lead bullet, well, what the hell, right? For generation, hunters have been crucial to conservation efforts. They've come in and they've made it socialism so that only the fucking rich can afford to go fucking hunting. So that the rich go in and they displace the fucking people who grew up fucking hunting, whose part of their life was hunting, whose culture is hunting.
And they go hunting for sport. They don't care about eating it.
No, they don't. It's just, they, you know, have somebody else fucking gut it. They have somebody else fucking take the cape and the fucking head so they can mount it on their fucking wall. They're not fucking hunters. They're not gatherers. They're just goddamn fucking rich motherfuckers who want to kill something. You kill something that you're not hungry to eat. You're a piece of fucking shit in my book. Hegelman said these misguided attacks from radical activists will only further erode the number of hunters in the sport and endanger. It's not a sport. When you start calling killing a sport, you're a sicko, aren't you? You're messed up in the fucking head. It's hunting and gathering for meat, for substance. And endanger the future conservation efforts supported by outdoor way of life. Fuck you. You don't know about you. You fucking phony son of a bitches. You are so fucking fakeroo it makes me want to puke. I see your fucking get up, you know, 10 fucking four-wheelers and fucking all this fucking shit. You spend $10,000 to kill a fucking deer just so you can stick its head on your wall and act like you're a fucking man that can hunt. Wait till you're being hunted, you son of a bitch. What else we got here? Breaking CBD. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry, I got the speaker on. I just don't want to hold it next to my head. I'm just saying, I'm going to figure out, sorry.
It's going to happen, man. Happens to me all the time. Well, if you think of it, break back in. Breaking CBC, that's Canada Broadcasting System, threatened to sue Twitter if it refused to censor its enemies by Ian Miles. It looks like Chiang. Okay. On Thursday, Matt Taibbi, the journalist who published the first Twitter files expose, confirmed Rebel News reporting that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, exerted a pressure campaign on Twitter if Twitter didn't censor the CBC's enemies list. Taibbi published internal correspondence from Twitter showing that the CBC actually threatened to sue Twitter if it did not comply. Really?
Yeah, I was just going to say, hunting those motherfuckers down, that would be a sport to me.
Oh, buddy, now you're talking about some real fucking fun and excitement. And it's going to happen. And there's going to be people who come home upset like they are every year. They didn't get one. Damn it, they were trying. That guy got five, son of a bitch. On Wednesday, Rebel News published exclusive documents showing that senior executives at The CBC engaged in a pressure campaign to force Twitter into censoring content and people the organization disapproved of. As previously detailed, the targets of this censorship campaign align with those that Trudeau has publicly criticized. And what Trudeau thinks does is nothing to me. He's like a fucking turd. You know, there's no fucking use except to be buried. The documents as shown on the Ezra Levant show reveal CBC President Catherine Tate making veiled threats against Twitter, insinuating that if the platform doesn't ban the people the CBC wants silenced, the CBC might stop advertising on Twitter. Ooh, isn't that what they did to us fucking about the third or fourth fucking year? Took our fucking advertising. I mean, this is what it's come down to. This is how Jews work. You know, we got one coming up here. You know, this is National Jew Month now. You fucking kite cock suckers. This is how you work. This is how you fight, you spineless bastards. You don't know. I'll quit. We cut your advertising. Hey, the people told me, you Jewish motherfuckers, you cock sucking Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers. People will tell you to shove it up your fucking ass. Hey, boycott, divest, and whatever in the hell it is. Boycott, divest, and what's the other part there, guys? In the emails published by Tabby Claude Galupa, of CBC sent a letter addressed to various Twitter employees as well as a CBC President Catherine Tate stating, I, please find attached a following up letter to an issue we raised with you on May 26, 2021. International correspondence between Michael Austin, who served as Twitter Director of Public Policy for U.S. and Canada, and other executives show that CBC threatened legal action against Twitter. We had our meeting with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation today. The attached letter also came in last night, wrote Austin. During the call with Cam Gordon and myself, the CBC threatened legal action to Cam and I. So Cam and I ended the call. That must be a fuck you. Cam Gordon served as Twitter's head communications for Canada, but they're all scum. You don't work for fucking goddamn it that level for goddamn Twitter unless you're a fucking scumbag, unless you're a fucking goddamn traitor to your fucking people and to your country. Action. Do we want to reply to this letter or should we just let it sit? I think just let it sit, wrote Austin. Reminder, I did escalate the case, a UE case number and on no violation customer protocol or portal. It's got some numbers and shit that we don't care about. This is, I mean, playing, you know, twisting. I mean, mafia fucking going after mafia. It's no big fucking deal. We've seen it 100 fucking times. Fighting for the top spot. I wish we could go with these. Some of these videos are awesome. You know, showing the fucking migrants live in Chicago police station, a city deal. I mean, as they're killing fucking people. Run home. Biden proclaims May as Jewish American Heritage Month. Calls on all Americans to denounce anti-Semitism by Shirin Jermezian. Jermezian? Fuck you. Fuck Jews. Fuck Jews. What are you going to do about it, bitch? Those fucking kike motherfuckers. They fucking have ruined my goddamn country. And you're one of them, you dirty Zionist pig shit eating motherfucker, Biden. You're not nobody. You're just a fucking mouthpiece. You ain't got no goddamn brain. If you had it, you would take it out and play with it. All you got is shit in your fucking drawers. U.S. cocksucker that has no fucking power. U.S. puppet Joe Biden has proclaimed May 2023 as Jewish American Heritage Month and urged Americans to condemn anti-Semitism in all forms. Fuck you. Fuck the Jews. Fuck the Kazayans. fuck all the fucking Jews. Fuck the goddamn Judeo-Christians in this goddamn country. Fuck everybody that goes for those goddamn dirty pig shit-eating motherfuckers. How about that? Is that coming going along with the program, buddy? Come do something about it, motherfucker. He also announced details regarding a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism, which includes... Yeah, go ahead.
Think about, like, Palestine. If you call yourself a Christian, Palestine's 30% Christians. But there ain't no fucking Christians in Jew land.
Hell no, there ain't. When you go there and try to fucking preach Christianity on the fucking corner, you won't last for very fucking long either. I'm sick of these motherfuckers. I'm really fucking sick. They're just a tiny fucking percent, just like the fags and the fucking goddamn transvestites and all those other shit. This is just a little tiny fucking faction who think they're going to shove everybody around. We'll blast your fucking asses out of this country. You know, in the beginning, fucking lawyers and Jews were not allowed in this country. I wonder why that was. I wonder why they had that fucking prohibition on fucking Jews. Because they know what them slimy motherfuckers do. 190 fucking countries have kicked your fucking sorry fucking asses out because you are fucking parasites. You are the parasites upon parasites. If you look up parasite, you see a fucking guy with a fucking nose about 10 fucking inches long. Parasite. You parasite off of other people. You steal people's shit.
Yeah,
huh?
The Bill of Rights don't say right to an attorney. It says right to counsel.
That's right. And you can't be a professional and go into the people's courts. No professionals allowed. That's what it's all about. It was so that the people would have their autonomy. So that somebody, some slick lawyer couldn't come in. No, you'd say something, motherfucker, you better mean it, and you better know how to fucking address yourself to the court, and you better not be trying to fuck with somebody's rights, or your ass will hang out in front of the courthouse. That's just the fucking way it is. There's no attorneys allowed, no fucking lawyers allowed, no professionals allowed, no fucking, especially esquires, which they all are, no fucking king's servants in our fucking people's courts of the fucking common law, motherfucker. He also announced details regarding a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism, which includes comprehensive actions the federal government will undertake. There is no fucking federal government. It's a federal fucking corporation. Bring your corporate ass on and you'll get it fucking blown away, you motherfuckers. You're just another fucking Walmart employee, as far as I'm concerned. To counteract anti-Semitism behavior online in schools and on college campuses, according to a White House statement. The strategy aims to improve security to prevent anti-Semitism incidents and attacks and build cross-community solidarity against anti-Semitism and other... I mean, just anti-Semitism. Well, we fucking hate, you know, them fucking kike motherfuckers over there in the Middle East and in fucking goddamn Russia and every other country in this goddamn... on this planet, in the key positions that are trying to fucking enslave us, that think that they are fucking, that we're soulless animals, when they're the most soulless fucking misery makers to ever exist on this goddamn planet. If we just got rid of them one motherfucking, that one fucking tribe, just wipe their ass out, the place, you might even experience happiness on this goddamn earth. You might experience a whole fucking day without war and killing little kids. You sick son of a bitches. I think we're going to take a break and we'll come back into this. That's what I think. I think that's what I'll do.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in there if you need a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific time, and of course, that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, because that's what this motherfucking place is about to explode into. I mean, intolerable acts, one right after the other, every fucking day, just gets worse and worse and worse. Sooner or later, it's got to pop. I don't care what nobody fucking tells you. If they're telling you otherwise, they're lying to you. This son of a bitch has got to pop. Let's see, where were we here? Biden, Jewish American Heritage Month. Yes, you betcha you did. Okay, let's see, where were we at here? Get the best of the Algemira straight to your inbox. Oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. This is a proclamation released on Friday. The president said the month of May will celebrate the heritage of Jewish Americans whose values, culture, and contribution have shaped our character as a nation. It sure as hell has. And all of us got a fucking rope. And all of us got a fucking brick wall and a bullet waiting for your fucking sorry kike asses, you son of a bitchin' invading motherfuckers. He added that for generations, the story of the Jewish people, one of reliance or resilience. No, that ain't the word. Resilience, faith, and hope in the face of adversity, prejudice, and persecution has been woven into the fabric of our nation's story. No, we had those motherfuckers crammed down our throat for fucking, I don't know, 50, 70, 100 fucking years, and we're fucking sick of them. We're ready to regurgitate them. We're ready to fucking get rid of those motherfuckers once and all, for all. 191 fucking countries, and you motherfuckers will never come back again. You will be extinct from this goddamn earth because you are misery makers. You hurt, you kill, you fucking are goddamn pedophiles. You're the sickest motherfuckers on the planet. It has driven us forward in our ongoing march for justice, equality, and freedom. Shit. These are the people who have attacked your justice, equality, and freedom. These are the motherfuckers that have fucking financed the attacks on your justice, equality, and freedom. And you think you're going to tell me I ain't going to call them fucking kikes, fucking dirty son of a bitchin' Zionist, pig shit eating motherfucking Khazarian dogs? I am. Biden highlighted the story of Jewish refugees who arrived in the U.S. fleeing oppression. Yeah, fleeing oppression, fleeing the last motherfuckers you fleeced and stole from, murdered, pedophiled their children, and you're booking ass. That's when you showed up. And discrimination abroad and the Jewish suffragists, I love that word, and faith leaders who fought for justice and religious freedom in America. My fucking ass. Where the fuck you Polish? You know, there's fucking, just like there's fucking 0.0004 fucking percent of these fucking weirdo fucking transvest queers, whatever in the fuck they are. That's all there is of these motherfuckers, too. They just all hold key fucking positions. You think everybody wants to hand their fucking shit over to the Jews? You think everybody wants to be fucking working for the fucking Jews? They control the fucking currency so they can take the content of your mind and fucking capitalize on it while giving you fucking pennies, while giving you scraps from your own fucking table. No, we hate these motherfuckers. And the hate's starting to show more and more every fucking day as people realize what the real fucking problem in this fucking country is. Besides the fact that we're fucking, this is a corporation, it ain't even a fucking country. But we understand who's after our goddamn rights. Who in the fuck wants to put us on our knees? Fuck you, Jew! Jewish Americans continue to enrich every part of American life. Not my fucking life, you haven't. I like the way they fucking make these blanket fucking statements. There are five of you fuckers, and you think you're going to speak for fucking 300 million? Well, you fucking don't. You'll hear our fucking, you can't hear our fucking words. We try to give you our fucking words. You won't listen, so you're going to get fucking something you can't fucking ignore. Fucking lead. That poisonous fucking lead, buddy. The president added, in my own life, the Jewish community has been a tremendous source of friendship, guidance, and strength through seasons of pain and seasons of joy. Hey, fuck you. You bet, you son of a bitch and ass-kissing son of a bitch. You asshole-sucking Jew-loving motherfucker. You take care of your fucking Jews because you're going right with them when they go. and you're going up against the wall with them when they go. Because you're a fucking traitor to your own fucking people. And you Judeo-Christians, fuck every one of you motherfuckers too. You treasonous bastards. In 2022, Biden hosted the White House first ever reception in honor of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Oh, that's their New Year. Oh, well, fuck the Jews. This ain't Jewland, motherfucker. We don't even celebrate other people's fucking goddamn Christmases or Hanukkah. And during Hanukkah, he unveiled the first permanent menorah. Oh, you take the fucking, what was it, the Ten Commandments. They remember they went and they said it couldn't be at that building because it was a public building. And they took and they ripped it down. But you can put a goddamn, you can put a menorah in the fucking White House. I think that's a public building too, last time I checked. I think the people fucking own it. I think the majority of the people that own it hate fucking Jews. And they hate to see a fucking these motherfuckers pushing us when they ain't nothing. I've seen Jews in fucking over there in Palestine. They push little kids around and shit. You motherfuckers are going to face some goddamn men. You're going to find out what it's like to be a, once and for all, to be rid of your asses. On display at the White House, his administration also appointed last year Holocaust historian Deborah Lipstadt as the first U.S. Special Envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, and Biden secured the largest increase in funding. Now you're talking $360 million more to the fucking kikes to be used.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, you know how we had to give by with that menorah? They say it's cultural.
Well, you know, the fucking Ten Commandments ain't. I mean, I'm not a religious person or anything like that, but one's fucking, they're both religious relics. It's like a cross or a menorah. I don't know. Kill them all, and then you don't have to worry about it. A permanent menorah. Fuck you. I say no. I say I don't want that. It insults me. It fucking triggers me. It's triggering me. Appointed last year Holocaust historian. Yeah, I seen a fucking article the other day, and it was 60 million Jews now. I don't know if it was a misprint or what, but 60 million Jews in the Holocaust, don't you know? Hell, by next year, it may be 70, 80, 90 million. Who knows? I mean, fucking, what are words really? But just something that's printed on a piece of paper that don't mean shit unless they're the truth. Deborah Lipstadt, as the first special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, and Biden secured the largest increase in funding, a total of $360 million to be used for the security of nonprofits, non-governmental, these motherfuckers, corporate welfare. They've bitched about welfare all my fucking life, about the people who pay, you know, the people who pay, work and pay into the so-called safety net have paid into the fucking safety net, and they still won't fucking take it. But these nonprofit, this has been a corporate fucking welfare state since its inception. These motherfuckers have sucked us dry like the parasites they fucking are. Nonprofits, including synagogues. Yeah, you see, you fucking, isn't that a violation of the first article? Isn't it say that the government will make no laws establishing a religion? Isn't it in supporting one with people's tax dollars that do not believe in Judaism, that hate fucking Jews? Isn't that fucking supporting a fucking religion, you son of a bitch? Jewish community centers, oh, Jews, really? We got Jews. I forgot. Excuse me, guys. The law doesn't, the fucking laws of this land do not apply to these motherfuckers. You know why? Because we ain't applying them. It's our own fucking fault. Truly it is. Let me see what else we got here. I guess we're going to have to. It's the anniversary of the one school shooting. The government won't be ramming down your throat by Clara Burnish. On May 4th, 1970, yeah, there you go, a disorganized and nonviolent anti-war protest turned violent and deadly when the Ohio National Guard inexplicably opened fire on students at Kent State University in indelibly polarizing the United States populace as an extreme, arguably unabated since. Okay. You see, you're stringing too many fucking goofy words together, and because you got to put something in to fill, because you're not telling us anything we don't know. Polarizing the United States populace in extreme, arguably unabated sense. Okay. Guardsmen opened fire on the assembled crowd, unleashing between 61 and 67 bullets in 13 seconds, which left our people dead and 9 wounded. Now, 49 years after the unjustified bloodbath, critical questions remain unanswered about both sides, about both details of the incident, as well as circumstances that accumulated in the shooting of unarmed protesters. Well, they were trying to say that they wanted to stop that Vietnam War. You're talking goddamn industrial complex money here. Now, there was goddamn money, and I mean, you're talking mammon. All the mammon worshippers out there, you understand, don't you? Even you ones that fucking make the money off of this fucking misery that I'm preaching right now, that I'm talking about right now, this goddamn fucking takeover of this country, the removal of your fucking Bill of Rights. If you can make a buck, you'll take the fuck, won't you? You'll take it for you and you'll take it for me. That's the fucking problem. Disregard cop arrest. Disgraced cop arrested for sexually assaulting boys at youth special forces camp. He started at church. Perhaps the only inarguable detail of the Kent State massacre, often referred to simply as Kent State, is the fundamental polarizing shift in popular perception. Yeah, the people figured it out. This boy, they'll kill you to keep on killing. To keep on getting your kids killed in Vietnam, drafting for a fucking lie. Imagine getting drafted to go overseas, to go to Vietnam and get fucking killed in the name of fucking fighting the spread of international communism, so we don't have to fight it here at home. And then finding out that, well, the communists, they do have a party here, a party headquarters in fucking Chicago. Shouldn't we start at home? Maybe that's where we should have started fighting, but it was all a lie. Between the fucking 50,000 in Vietnam, the 30,000 in Korea, that's 80,000 fucking people. A lie. How many have died for a lie? All the fucking assholes that went over there and fought the fucking Germans and the fucking Japanese in World War II, you know that greatest generation? You were the greatest generation of fucking fools. You were brave men, I'll give you fucking that. But you were fucking fools. You should have turned those fucking guns on your fucking and said, we fight for the liberty and the freedom of our fucking country. We don't fight goddamn these political fucking wars for money for the industrial war complex. Government, a younger generation emphatically and concluded that the constitutional right to speak against a government amounted to a hollow promise. And that same government harbored no qualms in deploying violence to squash such dissent. But that same generation of young people, generally under 30 years old, also witnessed their parents and the older generation acceptance of the and often prideful approval of that exact violence by the National Guard. Yeah, I mean, that's how they do. They get people, you know, you get people where they're doing careers like I'm a career three generation farmer, or you fucking have, you know, your whole career has been at one goddamn factory or something like that. They lose touch with reality. They start thinking, you know, man, this government thing, I'm paying for this, better be good. I'm paying for it, so it's good because you pay for it, you stupid son of a bitches. It's not good. It's bad. And you shouldn't be paying for it. And by paying for it, you're a fucking accomplice to what it does. You know that? But that's the way it was during the Vietnam War. The people in the, how would you call them? The silent majority, you know, the good old boys, the farmers, the fucking, all the working folk, you know. Oh, we got to stop that communism in a faraway country where the people don't even fucking want us there. But hey, man, you know, I knew a guy that fucking did construction over there. And he said, Henry, you know, when the war ended, when we finished the last contract, he goes, that's all that fucking war was. And it's all it was, people. If I fucking, what was it, 10 years later, Coca-Cola went back in there. Back to business, boys. We've made this fucking money. Now we can be friends again. You betcha. Among the dead was a ROTC a student athlete who, evidencing the randomness of the shooting, had nothing to do with protests and happened to be caught at the wrong place at the wrong time. His parents received a letter cited by the bulletin calling their son a destructive, riot-making communist. It was bad to be a communist then? No. Tell me it ain't so. They're walking around your goddamn streets telling you they're having them a communist revolution right fucking now. He was a communist, so it was all right to shoot him at school unfucking armed. Oh, yeah, I think the people in the Midwest, you know, the fucking old silent majority, they got a fucking wake-up call on that one. And they should be thankful he's gone. Wow, really? Does it mean that we should all go out and kill these communists? I mean, is that what we need to do? Is that what you're suggesting in this fucking article here? Because what I'm reading here, I'm going to read that again. His parents received a letter cited by the bulletin calling their son a destructive, quote, this is a quote, destructive, riot-making communist, and they should be thankful he's gone. So when these fucking communists start rioting like this Antifa shit down in Portland, we should be fucking killing them, right? Isn't that what this is telling me? Wait a minute. We're not, this is the other week, you know, every other week. We're not at war with East Asia this week. We're at war with West Asia, and East Asia has always been our, I know how that fucking shit works. Soldiers at Guantico Marine Base, the bulletin reported, erupted in cheers when someone wrote, Kent State Zero, National Guard Force. I mean, this is it. When they get you that deep into fucking worshiping goddamn power, worshiping your oppressors, worshiping the sick in the head. That war, the war that they were protesting was nothing but fucking, it was a lie. It's an easily proven lie. And all the people that died over there that were forced to go over there by through the fucking draft, they died for fucking nothing. Abso-fucking-lutely nothing. Well, yeah, they died for something so that some rich motherfucker that was 3,000 miles away could sit back and drink champagne and eat caviar and count his fucking ducats that he was making off their fucking blood. Shocking as those reactions to the killing of unarmed peaceful protesters might be, 46 years removed from that day, elements of division in the U.S. populace residually still affect the political climate. As many activists observe, society at large tends to scoff at activity on which the roots of the so-called American democracy was founded. There is no American democracy, motherfucker. This was never a fucking democracy, and everybody who knows what democracy is would never have a fucking democracy. Democracy destroys itself like it's dangerous, like fire. I mean, even the elite fucking talked about the dangers of democracy. This is not a democracy. Got that? I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I'm telling your motherfucking ass right now. Quit calling my country a fucking democracy, you cocksuckers. Was founded, was funded, dissent agents, dissent against the, funded dissent against the unjust, particularly when the injustice is affected by the government in like such misunderstanding and mischaracterization of what makes for a healthy democratic. So here we are again. It is not democratic. We're not communists. Democracy is communism. It's collectivism. Even if you went with the fucking original fucking constitution, it never was. This was supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And democracy is a fucking mob rule. It's the goddamn collective. It can't, that's why it can't be every. Why can't I talk about democracy? I ain't got the freedom of speech because that motherfucker is sedition and treason. Because you're talking about an alternate form of government that is the exact opposite of what we're supposed to fucking have. That's why. Anyways, guys, I've had enough today. Thank you very much. And we'll be back on Monday with more fucking outrage for you at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, I mean, fucking keep your left up and be ready for any goddamn thing because anything could happen. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
Take care, brother.